Hi, this is Mike Swanson. I'm talking with Dave Skreek of AddictedToProfit.net. How you doing, Dave?
Hey, good. Nice to talk to you again, Mike.
Yeah, it's real interesting stuff going in the stock market. We'll talk about gold probably in a second here, but you know, last week the stock market made a new high, and I've been reading lots of different things. You know, frankly, I'm a little worried. Not that the market's going to fall now or next week or even this year, but I feel like it's 2005 or 2006 where the stock market is going up, and in a few years we may run into some trouble. You know, back then, real estate prices were forming a bubble, and now bonds are forming a bubble. And I posted a couple things about it on my website last week, and no one really replied to them or anything. And I actually got a couple people really angry that I'm doubting the stock market. One of them said, well, if you're so negative, why don't you try to tell us to make money and short it? Well, I'm not trailing. I don't think we should short the market either. But, yeah, I don't know. It just kind of seems kind of crazy, everything.
Well, I think, I think really about starting about 2 years ago, there's this change in the way the market has traded in the last, since about the last 10 years. So what happened was since about 2002, 2003, when the U.S. Federal Reserve first started kind of cutting interest rates during the tech bubble, or the tech bust, what happened was all these risk assets, or so-called risk assets, meaning emerging markets, the U.S. stock market, gold and precious metals, everything traded higher together. And then in the 2008 crash, everything fell together. And then until about 2011, the first 2 years of the rally, everything rallied together. And then what's happened since is that people have kind of accepted the rally more and started to think that everything's good again and there's a huge recovery and housing's back and all these sort of things. There's just been this disconnect where the emerging markets in the last couple of years have underperformed. Europe has underperformed because of the austerity measures being undertaken by the European Central Bank and most European economies. And then, now because people kind of accept and think that this big recovery is here, you know, the same thing has happened with gold as well, that people have, you know, now thought there's no reason to own gold, and we've seen gold and the gold stocks come off. So then if you look at like three of the largest, most liquid markets, being the German DAX, the British FTSE, and the Dow, and S&P in the States, those markets are at or near all-time highs. So it's like all the money has flowed into these three large-cap liquid markets that people see as safe and kind of flowed out of everything else. And even markets like Austria, whose economy has done pretty well in Europe, despite all these problems in Europe, you know, their markets fell a lot. So it was almost, like I said, it was most like these money flows. And I think we're to some point where this is going to end very shortly. Now, like you said, it doesn't mean the market's going to top and crash or really, you know, fall hard, but I just think that all of these sectors that have underperformed, like gold and precious metals and commodities, and since that 2011 period, are now going to begin to outperform because so much money has flowed out and the sentiment is so negative. Like, for example, I've seen these money management, you know, those polls they do, and you know, like money managers, they'll have 80-85% bullish readings on the stock market right now, the S&P, and 20% bullish readings on commodities and precious metals. So I think that kind of makes it very unique in that this stuff's not all trading together now, and you could very well at some point see something more similar to what happened in 2007, 2008, or in 2001, 2002, where like the gold and precious metals and the commodity sectors rally and the U.S. stock market actually kind of tops out. So I think that definitely, or at least lags. So I definitely think we're kind of setting ourselves up for that scenario right now. So, you know, at some point this has to turn. I just don't know when that's going to turn.
Well, I guess I'm just more reacting to a change in sentiment, I guess, that I'm getting in the emails from just people hitting my website. Last year, from about July to the end of the year, Europe and other markets outperformed the U.S. stock market. And in December, a lot of people got scared out of the market in the United States because of that fiscal cliff news. And now from January to now, the U.S. stock market's done well, and I think people are just kind of, that's all they're focusing on, and if you try to tell people anything else, some people get angry. And frankly, I mean, I think the U.S. stock market at this point, the cyclically adjusted P/E is 23, and, you know, it's gone up for 3 or 4 years. And I think it's easier to make money by buying stuff that hasn't gone up for 3 or 4 years and find stuff
that's, or down for three or
yeah,
four
that's
years.
Been down or something, but people don't seem to want to do that.
Well, it's just the whole sentiment that people, okay, the perfect example is I remember me and you, you and I put on a conference in the Bahamas right at the bottom of the market, like in late March 2009. And at that time, the debate was not even like, is this, like I thought we were in the midst of, say, a 1 to 2 year up move in the stock market, in the S&P 500. And I remember I was maybe the most bullish person at the show when I was saying that. And most people thought it was just a bear market rally. And it just shows you, this is, people get affected by the psychology of what's happened. Now we're 4 years into the bull market, and everyone's giving all these reasons why stocks are going to keep going up, and everything's bullish, and everything's great. And 4 years ago, when you should have been buying, no one even wanted to look at the things because they had been going down and they had crashed. And it's just, people get too affected by the sentiment, you know, the so-called recovery going on. I remember one of the presentations I made was, I was talking about the housing stocks and how they could triple or quadruple off their lows, very similar to past bear market rallies, because the housing stocks fell 90%. And I was saying that, you know, other markets that have fallen this much often will call, you know, you see those kind of gains from the bottom. Well, now they have done that, and I really don't have any interest in them whatsoever. And, but again, it just shows you how people are affected by just the trend and the sentiment. It's just right now people think that you should be totally out of gold, and you should be totally in the stock market. And gold's not a hedge anymore, and these gold stocks are horrible, and all these sorts of things. But what's interesting is, in a study I did recently, this is a very simple study, just looking at the past bear markets and the gold stocks, the most they ever fell was the kind of 2006 to 2008 or 9 period, when the gold stocks fell 73%. Well, they fall roughly 60% during this decline. So, when you look at that, you're actually, and I'm talking the 73% decline happened during the secular bear market in gold. So if you look at that, you can see that there's not a huge amount of downside in the gold stocks when they've already fallen 60%, and the biggest decline they've ever had is 73%. So that alone should tell you that you should be looking at it. But again, no one wants to buy. Why? Because they've been going down for 2 years. Yeah. You know, but like easier, like the perfect example is, you know, I was buying bank stocks in Greece, and we were both buying Europe last summer in the same sentiment. But Europe was going down for 2 years. You know, like many of these stocks were down 80-90%. Who wants to buy them? But ironically, that's where you want to buy right now. Well, and the example I gave you just to finish off here is in 2010, I bought, in 2009, sorry, the summer, I bought some McDonald's. About $54-$55 range, and it's almost double. McDonald's at $100 a share right now. And my opinion is I wanted to buy McDonald's at 50, not at 100, but now everyone wants to buy that sort of thing at 100. And I think it's just all sentiment. And when something goes down or something goes up for a while, people get sucked into that trend, and then they think it's going to last forever, and then it usually turns once they think that.
Well, you know? The thing about the way I kind of feel too, it's like the Europe thing. You know, we bought that last year, you know, after it crashed, and we talked about it over and over and over again, and very few people bought it. And of course, it's gone up and done very well. But the thing about it though is we were actually talking about doing it in 2011, you know, a year before we even bought. So that's kind of what I'm doing now, is I'm just looking forward in the future. I'm not trying to say the stock market is going to fall now or it's bearish now or anything like that, but I just think, you know, down the road, you've got to be a little bit concerned. And I think it's just like you're saying, there's ways to make money in other markets and actually find things that are fundamentally cheap, but just at the moment, people don't want to talk about or don't want to hear it because the S&P 500 is just going up and doing well, and that makes them think, well, I don't need to think anymore. I don't need to do anything more. I can just, you know, sit here and, you know, watch this go up and not think about anything. But in reality, we always got to be thinking ahead when it comes to investing.
Yeah, I think that that's what you have to do. Is that one of the analogies that I think me and you are both using right now, you and I are both using, is that, you know, this guy David Stockman, who was Reagan's budget director, back in the 80s, he came out and talked about, you know, the whole debt crisis. We're not talking about fiscal cliff. We mean the real debt crisis, unfunded liabilities and long-term structurally and all this sort of thing. And as Bitsky said, that this whole rally is funded on cheap money and reinflating a real estate bubble, and it's going to blow up too. And I tend to kind of agree with him. And he was really, really attacked harshly in the press. You know, he doesn't understand, there's fracking boom going on, there's energy independence, there's this, there's that, all these sort of things. And when he said, when that happened and he was attacked kind of so violently, it did remind me of 2006. Because that's when guys like Romini and Peter Schiff and a bunch of people talked about, like, you know, the housing bubble came out, and they were the same way. They were attacked very, very, fiercely. And I think if you look at that one, that was about a year before the market dropped. So like you said, we may not talk out immediately, but I definitely think that in the next year or so, we could. And I've seen the sentiment shift really more in the last 6 months, in the last year, but really more in the past 6 months, where you could see that people were starting to accept the rally more, starting to think that there's a recovery, starting to think that housing was all back, and all of these sorts of things. And when I saw that, you know, even though I still own gold and gold stocks and have through this decline, I did get a little more worried because I just didn't like the perception that people were starting to get that, you know, everything's fine again. You know, I really think that at some point we're going to top out over the next year or so, and then kind of roll over. You know, So it's just a question. Something has to happen to change people's sentiment, because the sentiment now is, if the economy takes off, well, you know, the Fed will print, but, you know, we'll have earnings taking off, everything will be booming. And if the economy doesn't take off, well, the Fed's going to keep printing. So when people start acting like that, and there's only one scenario, and in this case, the one scenario is bullish, that's usually when you're going to top out.
Yeah. Well, we've been talking for quite some time, so I'll just wrap up, and hopefully, you know, maybe next week or something, if you got time, we can sit down and talk more about gold and mining and what's happening there going forward.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, because that's where I think there's some real opportunities to make money. I just kind of wanted to talk about some stuff, you know, psychology and what's going on, and get that off my chest. And, you know, we'll talk about how people could actually make money next time. But thanks for taking the time to talk to me and everyone else, and we'll do a follow-up interview soon.
Okay, thanks for having me.